10,174 G. Anthony Keene, east of Route 16, east of South Bay Shore Drive, being lot 31 and one half of lot 30, block A, section 2 of Old Inlet Beach. They're seeking a special use exception to place a windmill.
Name and address, please. The young lady, your names and address, please. Swear affirm testimony you're about to give should be the truth, whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Good evening, sir.
I'm here to obtain a variance for a windmill for a residence in Brock Hill Beach. And the reason that we're seeking, we wish to mount two windmills on top of this house. And the reason for this is because there is a significant natural resource at this location. It is located right on the bay. I can give you an aerial shot if you'd like to see this.
Okay.
And the aerial shot shows the house on the beach. And actually, the house that has the address on it is the wrong house. It's the one that's circled in highlight. Google had the wrong address there. But we do have a significant resource. It easily averages 14 miles an hour, and I also have data that pretty much shows the resource. And in order to take advantage of this resource, we again wish to mount the windmills. Now, what's unique about this installation is that these are mounted actually on the peak of the roof, and which gives it a very nice aesthetic view. I'll give you a couple of these shots. It also takes advantage of the design, the vertical design, which I'm sure you're all familiar with. Has no effect on bird life, since birds see it as a solid. Noise is between probably 4 to 10 decibels, which is a whisper to maybe conversation level at tops there. And we do all this with really no impact on utility use of neighboring properties. Aesthetically, again, it's pleasing. Does not create any noise. It's well below an HVAC system. And again, we're taking advantage of a natural resource. Kind of matches with the coastal design, the architectural design of the property. And it is great for the environment with generating green energy. And it also is very good for the electrical infrastructure, reducing the load of the current infrastructure coming into this development. Let's see. As far as the property value is concerned, the windmills add value, each one approximately $7,700 to the actual value. This is based on a report that's actually a little bit old. Since this report's been out, and the value of properties have decreased, actually it improves the markability of the home. In fact, that's what sells homes now, is having that little added advantage of not having such high utility cost. And this is also based on current utility cost. I believe in 2010, we're supposed to obtain or receive another 60% increase. So it's going to go nowhere but up. But again, as far as asking for and what's relevant to this request is that this installation would have no negative impact on the utility of any of the neighboring properties. I do believe the owners, the Keens, have spoken to their neighbors and have gained nothing but positive response, and they can perhaps talk more to that if they like. But that's where we are with this. This is, again, a vertical windmill. It does very well in varying winds. It's a little bit different design than what we presented the last time we were here. So it's an upgraded design. It's more efficient. It's safer. It's got a braking system. And it's roof mounted in this case.
What's your anticipated height?
It's going to be somewhere in the neighborhood of 38 feet total max.
At the highest point?
Highest point. I believe we can go 45?
42.
Okay.
They're in the flood zone, is it right?
That's correct.
So that's going to be 42 feet from their base flood elevation, not grade. Okay, so.
Yes, it's right, which.
Elevation is BFE. Do you know that?
That's your mean tide.
Right, your mean.
Okay. We'll make sure we're below 42. Okay, and the house is basically there, in the base of the house.
With all those homes up there, are all in a flood zone?
Yes.
So. Sir, why are you going to?
Because this has such a magnificent resource. I mean, these guys, you got an easy 14-mile-an-hour wind average, and many times it's higher than that. So in order to take full advantage of the resource, we could place two. Now, at first, we're just going to install one. And basically what we'd like to have is an option to place the second one. If everything, if everybody's happy with the first one, as far as the owner is concerned.
Yeah, that's what we advertised. We advertised one.
So, well, we would take one if you'll give us one. But we are asking for two, and if this works out with one, then we and everybody's happy, we'd probably come back for to ask for a second one.
Second.
Will two take care of the heights completely then?
It'll take care of probably upwards of a third of their bill with one of these. But what's unique about this installation is we're taking advantage of all of our resources. We've already installed photovoltaic. We've installed solar hot water, and now we're going to install wind. And when this is all done, they'll be extremely efficient and really ahead of the game as far as controlling their future cost with the utilities.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Mills, as it reads in the public hearing, it says special use exception to place a windmill.
Okay. At the beginning of your presentation, Mr. Light, you suggested you're applying for a variance, which in fact you're not. You're applying for a special use exception.
Special use.
Right.
And the burden on the applicant is to show that it won't, and you had suggested that it wouldn't affect the utilities of neighboring properties, but the burden is to prove that it won't substantially affect adversely the uses of adjacent and neighboring property.
It has zero effect on the uses of the neighboring properties.
How is that?
Because it is mounted on top of the roof. It does not infringe on any of the setbacks. It does not produce any noise that they would. In fact, you wouldn't hear this for the wind noise of the wind. And visually, it's aesthetically pleasing. It meets the architectural, premise of the property, and it certainly goes with the decor of the coastal community. So as far as infringement on anybody's use of their property, it has zero effect. Then it takes advantage of a very strong natural resource.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. Are there any further questions from members of the board? Mr. McGabe?
No, sir.
Mr. Brown?
No.
Nothing further? Okay, hearing no further. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? One, two, three, four, five, six. Okay. Is there anyone here in opposition to this application?
Mr. Chairman, I have a letter here of objection from from Mr. Sam Burke. He's wrote on behalf of Layton and Thompson's families. And his says that the objections of the Layton and Thompson families are in other words, the wildlife up there would be affected. It's out of the character of the natural settings. Then he says it's going to affect the neighboring properties also. And the lots are sufficient size to, are not a sufficient size to support windmills. I don't.
He doesn't address how it would adversely affect the uses.
No, while the residents of Broadkill enjoy the pristine nature of the community, windmills would interfere with the use and enjoyment. Windmill number three are erected on top of houses or placed higher than the houses would be an eyesore. People at Broadkill want to watch birds, not windmills. Number five, windmills could adversely affect the character of this natural setting. And number six, windmills in any confined residential neighborhood of small lots will substantially and adversely affect the uses of adjacent and neighboring property, especially this one. Mr. Sam Burke.
I thought you were beginning a letter from the top 10 there.
Okay, thank you. Okay. Hearing no further opposition, Chair will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I think the applicant has shown better than the opposition that the request would not substantially affect adversely the uses of adjacent neighboring properties, and make a motion we approve case number 10,174 for one windmill.
Can I have a second to that motion?
For one, you said?
For one.
That's what the request was for.
That's what the application is for at this time.
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Workman that we approve case number 10,174 for one windmill at this time as requested. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. The case is approved, sir.
Thank you.
Case number 10,174.